Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, John Johnson covers the Sixers for us, Al. He also does great work on the Phillies. I'm going to try to hit three sports with this guy because he's the best there is around. Mr. John Johnson. Hi, John.
Hey, Ange. How are you?
John, let's start with we just tried a new Sixers song. Did you enjoy it?
Oh, no.
What do you mean, no? What, you didn't like it?
It's another brilliant piece of work by it was wonderful. I'll leave it at that. It was wonderful.
You know, John, and I don't want to create an issue here, but it is Veterans Day, and that was the Halls of Montezuma. Nothing? Nothing, John?
Probably
nothing?
Why he shouldn't have done it.
All right, John, let me start with the Sixers because there's a couple of really interesting stories building about the Sixers. Last night, the win, not that impressed. What was your impression of the win last night, John?
Well, remember, in the end, you know, it's game number 9 and 50 games from now. The only thing we'll remember is that it's a win, and that's all that matters. But if we're going to look at within the game, there wasn't anything overly impressive. You know, the questions still remain about Embiid. You know, they were very sluggish. They slept through half the game. But when they needed to turn it on, they did, and they beat a Hornets team who was in the tail end of a back-to-back. So they used that to their advantage, and they came up with a fairly handy, you know, they handily won the game, and I guess that's all that matters in the end.
You know what's amazing to me? We never, ever, ever talked about this guy, and he's really come up big for them a lot this year. Furkan Korkmaz. I hope I'm pronouncing. Am I pronouncing that right?
Yeah, I named him Winner of the Week last year.
I know you did.
I would have.
John, this guy is a much more vital part of the rotation than we ever thought he would be, right?
He was cast off for dead in March of this past season. I remember in March, it was myself and Jack McCaffrey going back and forth with him before a random game, and we knew that his time as a 76er was done. I mean, they were only using him in garbage time minutes. He was erratic as a shooter, which he was known as. He played no defense whatsoever. And his remarks were, well, I don't think I'm getting adequate playing time. I'm like, oh, well, let's just seal this fate. He's complaining about playing time. Sixers released him, didn't pick up his option, his rookie option. And then a couple months later, they couldn't find, you know, a suitable potential shooter at low cost to fill the roster up. So they brought him back. And all of a sudden, you know, he had a new commitment. He did a lot of stuff, playing in Turkey, a lot of tournament play. And it kind of gave him an awakening mentally. And his focus changed, and with that playing time and a little more coaching to start this year, and never in a million years would I have guessed that Furkan Korkmaz would turn into the player that, although it's 9 games, I would never have guessed he'd be as vital to this team as he is, and a team that needs shooting more than anything.
So this is the thing. So we're all really happy with Furkan Korkmaz, but not so happy with Joel Embiid. And John, I want to get – this is the hot button of the Sixers right now. It's Embiid's conditioning. Apparently, he missed 2 games and got totally out of condition.
How's that possible?
John, help me to understand how you can go from NBA condition to out of condition by missing 2 games for suspension.
Well, yesterday was before the game. I asked Brett Brown about said question that, you know, is there more to it than just missing the 2 games and then playing in the high altitude in Denver? And he paused and looked at me and said, no, it's completely attributed to that. And then just rambled on and on and on for another 45 seconds. And in my head, I'm saying, this is complete and utter baloney. You're going to tell me after an offseason, which he claims he dedicated to eating healthy and getting in the proper shape, and everybody in the organization saying he did the same thing, that after missing 2 games, 2 lousy games, suddenly he's out of shape? No, there's definitely something more going on here, and it is concerning.
Let me play some of this, John, because I agree with you. I didn't buy what he was saying. In fact, I don't buy a lot of what Brown's saying now, because when it comes to Embiid, he's always in he's trying out to PR his way through it.
Yeah.
He's not ever going to say anything negative about Embiid, but here's what he was saying. Do we have this, Joe? We have this. All right, let's hear a little bit from him talking about Embiid yesterday.
I don't think there's any more to it than that. You know, and like we can all say, well, go to a treadmill, you know, run up and down the court and get your cardio up to 160 and let's see what your resting heart rate, get it back down to 110 after a minute. There's nothing that equals playing a basketball game. And then you magnify it, you know, amplify it with the altitude, and I see it like that. I see it completely like that. I mean, pivot back to like a Minnesota game.
All right, basically, Al, what we're saying here is this, that he said there's nothing more to the fact that he could not play effectively in the fourth quarter in Denver except the altitude. You buy that?
No.
I don't either. John, you buy it?
No, I don't buy that whatsoever. And you know, I realize Brett trying to make the case that nothing replaces a game situation and you're going to push your body even further. But to simply say that, look, there's a lot more. Embiid's, we all know how talented he is and how important he is to this organization. There's no player more important from now until the day he stops wearing a Sixers jersey. But one of the major issues with Joel is his maturity. And I think this plays a huge factor in it. Not only just what happened with Karl Anthony Towns after their scuffle, their wrestling match a couple of games ago that led to the two-game suspension, you know, his acts on social media, and he has to realize he can't act like he's won something already.
Yeah.
He hasn't won anything. And because of this, I think he lacks that killer focus he needs to show the NBA what the Sixers' potential is. He can sometimes walk into a game and he can manhandle a lesser opponent like he did at times last night. But when he comes up to a more physical team or a team who knows how to properly defend him, suddenly he gets all bent out of shape and he'll flop on the floor and he'll complain about fouls. You've got to have more maturity. And this is a huge window the Sixers are in. He's got to mature real fast.
I got to cover a lot of other things here because Jodson Al is multifaceted. Today, the GM meetings open for the Phillies. And here's the thing, John. What I was hearing from Matt Klentak last week, once again, did not impress me. And it made me nervous about him wheeling and dealing in this offseason. Were you impressed by his conversation with the Midday guys on this show?
No, not at all. I credit Joe and John a lot. They asked the questions that needed to be asked and didn't even hesitate. And Matt Klentak gave you the typical company speak and a lot of words and very little to no content.
Yeah,
I mean this is again a huge offseason coming with a lot of money that's going to be spent. And I realize that John Middleton will have some input, but this is why you hired Matt Klentak to make these important decisions. And we know his history with selecting pitching, and it's very worrisome in a season where Middleton said himself, "I want to contend in 2020."
All right, I need one of these top free agent pitchers. Am I getting one?
I don't think you're going to get Gerrit Cole or Steven Strasburg. I do not.
Why? Why can't I? The guy's got the money. What's wrong?
I think Strasburg wants to either stay in D.C. or he wants to head out west. Gerrit Cole, you're going to have to pay him between $250 and $300 million. I'm always going to be wary of handing a pitcher who's only up there once every fifth day that type of money over that amount of years. However, there are guys like the Wheelers and those elk that are going to cost you between $100 and $125 that are more affordable that I think can be a beautiful fit for this team. And if you address a handful of the position players that can help you with the plate, I think that will be more than enough to make this team, this division has suddenly become so much better.
John,
but they can bring you in there.
You do a terrific job covering baseball and basketball for this station. What's the best sport?
The best sport to cover.
No.
No. What?
The best sport, period.
The best sport,
period.
In John's opinion.
John, you got an afternoon off to watch a sport. What are you watching?
Oh, I'm watching basketball. Come on.
Basketball?
It's nonstop back and forth. I always grew up, it was always NFL football because it was 16 games. But over time, it has become basketball. I'm biased, man. What do you expect?
John, excuse me. Did I hear you say basketball?
Yes. What's the matter?
The hell's wrong with you?
What?
Do you get the Red Zone channel?
I don't like Red Zone.
What?
No.
What is wrong with you, Johnson?
You're complaining. I'm saying I like basketball because it's so much nonstop action. And you're telling me all you're doing is watching highlights within the Red Zone of each game?
Say something to this moron. John, what the hell's wrong? John, That was 7 hours of pure sports entertainment. Scott Hansen, do you see the way he juggles all those games?
He's brilliant at it. I get it. But if I want to watch the whole game, I don't want to sit there and just watch highlight reels of what a team's about to score.
Oh, Johnson. Johnson is not about...
so disappointed in him.
Johnson, you really, if you had a whole afternoon, you could either watch football or basketball. You would watch basketball.
Oh, no. You said a whole afternoon.
That's what I just said yesterday, a whole day.
Well, no, if it's a whole afternoon, I go NFL football because you have a whole day's worth. But I'm not watching Red Zone.
No.
Johnson, I got to let you go at this point. You're going to aggravate me. But I love you, man. Be well, John. Thank you. He came up tiny, Johnson.
Ladies
and gentlemen, settle back for a moment. There is a little bit of basketball in here. There's a little bit of hockey in here. If you're a sports fan yesterday, this is what you got.
52 yards for overtime. Butker's back is blocked. It's picked up by the Titans. This game is over. Unbelievable. This place is exploding.
Play action from Rodgers. Sideline. Devontae Adams, what a catch!
Oh, man!
Jared Goff, pressure coming. Throw, knocked away, and intercepted! It's another Steeler takeaway! And that's how it goes.
18th play of this drive, and they do run it, and they do not get it. The clock expires, and the Green Bay Packers have held on defense.
Cousins rolling, and then he throws, and Rudolph, can he one-hand it? Yes! Touchdown!
Quirkmaz, it's for three.
Prescott, with a shoulder shake, and fires to Michael Gallup. And he will gallop into the end zone for a touchdown.
Dinks and scores! Sean Couturier, he's the hero again. And the Flyers win the hockey game 3-2.
Prescott, buying time. A passel of guys in the end zone. It's going to be intercepted to end the game. J-Rod Kearse puts an exclamation point on a big Minnesota road win.
Let me just say, I said this earlier, and I want to make this official. Al, I have no friends who are not sports enthusiasts.
Mm-hmm.
No friends. If you are out there, and for some miracle you're listening now, and you do not care about sports.
I don't think they are.
Do not even approach me for friend potential.
Yeah.
Because you're out. I do not want to know anyone who would walk away from that excitement to go out looking at birds in the field or a hike or whatever.
It's always good to
horrible,
talk to
boring things people do.
Different interests.
There's only one thing that truly gets the blood flowing.
What's that?
Sports. Uh-huh. Thank you. Go to Cam. Hi, Cam.
Good morning, everybody. How y'all doing?
You with me, Cam? Would you want to befriend somebody who doesn't like sports?
Well, what I do, Angelo, is it's my duty to help educate wives who aren't up on sports to help bridge the gap so they understand why their husbands enjoy it so much. So I break it down so they understand because they don't get the big deal. So I show them what the big deal is. It's harmony.
You sound like a great wife, Cam. Are you married?
It'll be 15 years in May.
Wow. And you know why it'll be 15 years, Kim? Because you and your husband share interests. There's things you can talk about when you're having meatloaf tonight.
Meatloaf?
Like, why are we having meatloaf?
Oh, well, meatloaf is a beautiful dinner.
Oh, it's disgusting.
You joking around?
Ugh. Ketchup.
I love a meatloaf with some mashed potatoes.
Cold meatloaf sandwich.
It's a nice item, too. I like to warm it up a little.
Yeah.
Get the edge off it. All right, Kim, let's talk about the Cowboys. Did you watch that game last night?
Yes, I did, while I was at dinner.
Oh, all right. What'd you think?
I think that Dak Prescott and Jason Garrett are a horrible combination. He's ruining that poor child's life.
Yeah. He's a good quarterback.
But honestly, I would like to keep Jason Garrett around because the Cowboys will never win a thing while he's there, Kim. Never.
No, they will not. But it's a shame that child's potential will never be anything because he was attached to Jason Garrett. Because that play calling towards the end of the game was ridiculous. Why? When you're going down the field, because for whatever reason, the Vikings were not covering the sideline.
Yep.
They were able to get down the field, but then you slow that down by throwing to Ezekiel Elliott or letting him get those two or three runs that went nowhere. Then they let the clock run down.
Yes.
Like, you had a shot.
I was in favor of all of that, Kim, because it led to a Cowboys loss.
Hmm.
But still, like, but when you talk in sports, like, I don't like to see things that are illogical, whether I want you to lose or not. Like, that's just flat out stupid. And who told that child not to run?
Yep.
On the punt.
I'm with it. All right. Kim, you're showing more sympathy to the Cowboys than I'm comfortable with right now. So I'm going to ask you to name me a great national broadcaster.
John Madden.
John Madden is a... Imagine no one named Madden till now. Madden is one of the icons of all time.
Well, a lot of
beautiful
people
job, Kim.
Only know him for their game.
Here's where we are right now on this, and I'm doing it to honor Scott Hansen, who I'm begging Rhea to get on the show later so I could tell her what a big fan I have become of him.
Mm-hmm.
Al, Dick Stockton cannot do a single NFL game. Scott Hansen does 11 every week, every Sunday, and he does them brilliantly. Here's who we have so far. Bob Costas, Al, I met a very charming man. Kevin Harlan, very exciting.
Very good.
Dick Vitale, really old. Howard Cosell, no longer with us. John Madden, one of the icons of all time. Jim Nance, the ultimate professional. And Pat Summerall. Phenomenal. Who are we leaving out, people? Come on. 888-729-9494. I got some people who want to talk about Chris Collinsworth, Al. Last night he told a story that was untrue. Completely untrue.
Man, was he embarrassed or what?
Now what? WIP Sports Time, 817.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.